Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is right. You know my voice, people. Drive family, as we like to fondly refer to you as. I'm the producer of this wonderful radio program right here, The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, the name Tyler Milner, and every week on Thursday, right around this time, we do Turds of the Week. Got a full podium, and if you're watching with us on YouTube and or Twitch, you see the glorious Golden Turd Trophy in my hand.
Glorious.
Glorious. Who's ready to be given away right there, baby. Someone's getting the Golden Turd. Somebody's getting it first. Bronze medal. As we start each week, we'll start with the bronze on this turd podium. And man, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Johnny, I know you did because I heard y'all talking about it on Area 45. The best damn late night radio talk in Houston, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
I heard y'all talking about this, but this week's bronze turd medal, it's going to go to whatever the hell his name is, this NBA referee the other night that tossed Lakers' Luka Doncic
ass
because he just didn't understand what the hell was actually going on. Luka was not talking any ish to this zebra. He wasn't talking any crap to the ref on the hardwood. He was having an issue with a fan at this Lakers game. Yeah, he was probably talking a little ish, but his issue was with the fan. Luka promptly gets teed up, ejected from this game by a ref who was too soft and in his feelings and paranoid enough to think that Luka was talking to him and had a quick trigger. That's the bronze medal. What do you think about this contestant, Serge?
I think, you know, you might have been able to go a little bit higher on the scale, but he definitely needs to be recognized, the referee does. The NBA afterwards came out and rescinded the technical that was given to Luka in that instance, which makes it even worse. Like, the NBA is basically saying, hey, this ref's a dumbass. That shouldn't have happened. Luka, you're well within your right to talk crap back to a fan. So I think it makes it worse in that sense. And so I would have considered giving him a even silver medal.
I thought about it. About it.
But maybe you have somebody more deserving.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. I might have gone higher, too. I'm also curious on this whole topic is what's worse, if a player is talking trash to a ref or talking trash to a fan?
That's a good question.
Well, because we're all worked up like, how could he throw? He thought he was talking to the ref. Is that better?
Well, the refs.
It's better it wasn't.
Flashbacks to Malice in the Palace. Flashbacks.
But they're not talking crap to the players during the course of a game. The fans are. And so you should be able to have, like, some back and forth,
That's fair.
Player to fan, like, Could you imagine, like, I don't know, Tony Brothers be like, dang, Brick. Terrible shot, Luka. Like, dude, you suck tonight.
You're really off tonight, Luka. Damn.
Could you imagine if, like, refs could talk crap, like, during the course of a game to players?
That'd be awesome.
It'd be like Little Nicky, a bit of a deep cut. Yeah. The Adam Sandler.
I would sign me up for that, though. I would co-sign that. That should be a thing.
That is something I would co-sign as well. That's glorious. And that's the bronze medal for this week on Turds of the Week right here on The Drive, Sports Radio 610. You are listening to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. No Sterner, no Hughley. The voices you hear with mine, Tyler Milner, your glorious producer. We got Bajani in. We got Luke in. They're handling The Drive for the fellas today. Got the bronze out of the way. Now we got a silver turd medal on this beautiful Thursday in Houston. And this silver medal for a turd around the world of sports this week, it's going to a fellow who was one of the real inspirations for this very segment, this Ooh. Very conversation we're having, these turds of the week. It was birthed, if you will, by a few different athletes, one of which being this week's silver medal winner, James Harden. James Harden! He's an ultra turd.
Yeah.
This is multiple medals now for the beard for James Harden. If you didn't know, he's with the Clippers now. That's who the Texans. That's who the Rockets played last night on the hardwood. And man, was it last night or was it the last Clippers game that he took Cam Whitmore out?
That was last night.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
As you know, Cam Whitmore does not play basketball for the Houston Rockets unless, the six regulars don't.
You look at them minutes for Cam Whitmore, you know something went on. But no, James Harden gets the silver medal this week because if you missed it, James Harden, he's dribbling the ball around, trying to relive his glory days. We all know he's fell off. It's not a big deal, bro. He just got to own it. He's handling the ball. Handling the rock. He gets pickpocketed by the Rockets. Fast break. And it ends with Cam Whitmore, young Cam Whitmore, on the ground because he gets clipped by Harden as he's going up for a layup or dunk. James Harden earned this one just like he's earned all his other turd medals since he's been on the podium multiple times. What do y'all think about James Harden in that play with Cam Whitmore and him getting this silver medal?
Now, I would have maybe put your bronze medal as a silver, you know, for that referee.
You would have flip-flopped these?
Unfairly given a tech to Luka the other night. But when I first saw that play in real time, I thought Cam might have sold it a little bit. Yeah. But when I slowed it down, I was like, he's mid-air about to jam a ball home. And Harden just clips his feet with, like, his hip and his left elbow. You could tell very easily, like, it threw Cam off of his trajectory mid-air, caused him to miss the dunk, come down hard on his left side, and Cam got up. And knowing Cam, I don't know how much it took for him not to punch Harden in the face. Harden went right over to the bench and just sat there and, like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Bro, I would have bought a Cam Whitmore jersey, like, last night if he would have socked James Harden in his crap lousy face. Yeah. That would have been... Glorious.
Yeah, I do think it's properly slotted for silver.
Yeah, it's in a legacy award apparently for Harden. That's the worst thing you can do is when a guy is in air like that. If you touch him in any way, if you undercut him, it's the worst thing you could do on a basketball court. It's such a dangerous play. But yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, you could even give him gold because I tailed your picks last night, but I got Harden at 9 under. Nine and a half assists.
He still went over that.
And he went on. I got hooked. Stupid assist in like the last 4 minutes of a, 15-point game.
So. He had a good night against the Rockets, twos and threes. Congratulations, Harden. And by the way, you'll never win more hardware than what Tyler gives you. A la no NBA championships.
I got to actually learn how to play basketball. Yeah.
So that is your silver medal right there. One of the original turds. James Harden, silver medal for undercutting young Cam Whitmore. Bronze medal, of course, was the NBA ref, Tossin Luka, who just wants to enjoy his life with some hookah. And gold medal time. YouTube and Twitch, you see it, Golden Turd Trophy. And it's one of those moments. It's happened periodically during this segment, Turds of the Week. But it's one of our own, boys.
Whoa.
The gold turd this week is going to one of our own. not just a member of our Sports Radio 6.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Extend family, but a member of this very show.
Right now, today?
Right now, this second. His name's even on the show, actually. Clint Sterner. Former NFL quarterback, old dirty red Clint Sterner, the guy who doesn't use a washcloth whenever he showers himself. You, my friend, I love you. You earned the golden turd. Because if you've been a part of this Drive family, this show for a long time, you've heard us talk about this potential golf match between Sterner and I, in which we all know I'm going to whoop his ass up and down the links. Clint Sterner has been dodging me, boys. I've been trying to get this golf match between me and Clint so I can whoop that ass. Been trying to get it on the books, on the calendar, for literal months. And I can't get this guy to commit. He wants to talk all this ish, but he cannot commit. He can't make the time to come out to the golf course and get his ass whooped. That's why Clint Sterner's getting the Golden Turd Trophy this week. How y'all feel about it?
Is he a self-proclaimed, like, good golfer? What does he say his game's like?
I'm not sure he would say he's necessarily good, but he sure as hell talks that ish that he thinks he's better than I am.
You know, he asked me the other day when the last time I filled in for Ron and we did a show together. He said, "You and Tyler play golf the other day?"
We did.
And I said, "Yeah, we did." And he was like, "Is Tyler any good?" Like, kind of putting scouting. The feelers out there. Yeah, so he's scouting.
Oh, so see,
I connect
see?
The dots now. I didn't know y'all had this going on between you.
Oh, yeah. That just adds to it, Bijani.
Yeah.
It makes me feel even more solid about this turd trophy, this golden turd going to old Clint Sterner.
Well, that's
why. Because he's doing recon.
That's why I asked you, if he's saying, proclaiming to be pretty good, and maybe he's... Here's what I think, ultimately. I think Clint doesn't want to show anybody that can call him out on the public airwaves.
Oh, and I would.
How poor of a golfer he probably is.
Wow.
Because as a former pro athlete, it's got to be a little...
And a big old brutal one like him,
too. Yeah, it's probably a little disappointing, you know, if he shows people that he's not maybe very athletic on a golf course.
Yeah, he's a big, big clunky fella, big old clunky ex-football player. You know, he's got that big old ass, that big head. I can't imagine him being too lucid with his swing and such. I know I'm going to whoop his ass, bro. Stop dodging me, Clint Sterner. Stop being scared. Let's go play. Let me whoop that ass.
Since Clint's not here, I'm on your side. But I was also very disappointed to see you not show up with the visor yesterday. That was promised.
So I actually got it ready in my closet, had it set out with my outfit for the day yesterday. But then I thought, you know what?
I'm going to wait on Golden Turd Clint Sterner to return from this vacation, and I'm going to wear it for him. All right. So I did you a favor there, too, Clint. Stop being scared. That's your Turds of the Week, boys.
All right. That's Tyler's Turd List. You know what I just realized? We were supposed to do that, like, the next segment.
Yeah, but it's all right.
All right, so we'll just do a little flipperooski. I was like, what do I have coming up? And it was like, no, it's not time for Dirty's Daily. We'll do that. We'll talk poop at 4 o'clock in honor of Clint Sterner. He usually tells a good old poop story. No, I'm not going to do that to you guys. What we will do is ask a question that I cannot wait to hear Luke lay this out and explain himself. But